The limo drives through the gates to my boss's house. As if owning the Florida Fury national hockey team isn't enough, he has his hands in more cookie jars than any other businessman in Florida. He's practically leaking $100 bills out of his pockets on a daily basis. Usually, I wouldn't be up for spending my New Year's Eve at a party where I have to wear a monkey suit. I'm more the party with my friends, find some girl to kiss at midnight, and pass out kind of guy. But since I'm in a slump and haven't scored a goal in our last 8 games, and God, it hurts to even think that, an appearance here is a must if I don't want to be traded next year. At least that's what my agent, Jordan Peters, says. And I tend to listen to that man because he made me very rich playing the sport I love. He's like an older, wiser brother, and when he tells me to get my ass to my boss's party, I ask what time. I say we make our presence known and get the hell out of here before 10, my teammate Ford says. I've got us a connection at a club in Miami. I'll call in the family helicopter to take us down. I roll my eyes. If my boss, Mr. Gerhardt, is a one percenter, Ford's dad is right below him. The difference is that Ford is New York City rich. Suits, fancy penthouses, and an air of arrogance. He's cool, and he's an awesome right wing, deserving of where he's gotten in the league, but he doesn't think much about money. I'm here for the night. The limo coasts up the palm tree-lined drive. Rumor has it there's an orange orchard on his property.
You gotta relax. Your game is gonna come back. Ford slaps my knee.
All my teammates have been telling me that since the first game I missed 5 shots on goal. I don't want to admit that I'm scared shitless. My earned nickname, Shamrock, is failing me.
I make quick work of getting across the room. That man is dangerous. He's so gorgeous, I imagine the women he picks up probably just strip in front of him and ask where he wants them. At least, I was having a hard time not doing that when I turned around and came face to face with that chiseled jawline. Usually, it's the eyes, or the mouth, or hell, the hair, but jawline? I shake my head for being so ridiculous.
There you are.
Joran's arm slides around my back. He's a nice guy. Dresses in expensive suits, drives fast cars, not overly arrogant, but enough to be sexy. Sorry, there was a bit of a wait at the bar, I say, smiling at the man in front of me.
Sage, this is Carl Gerhardt. This is his party.
Joran motions between us. Carl puts out his bare paw of a hand, and I shake it.
Welcome, Sage.
Your home is beautiful. Understatement of the year. He smiles, and I catch a hint of a silver cap in the back. How can a man who can afford to own half of Florida not have an implant?
Thank you. The wife decorates.
I bite my tongue at the fact that he just referred to his wife as the wife, and not by her name. Maybe it's a generational thing. If I was with my own people, I might make an offside comment, but I barely know Joran, and I'm not going to make him look bad. Well, she did an amazing job.
I'll tell her you said so.
He sets his gaze on Joran.
Now, what were you telling me, that Drake still has it? He's going through something.